Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, April 15, 1825, the Barbados House of Assembly passed a resolution to place the militia on high alert. The Assembly felt prompted to take this action because of what the government of the day termed the, quote, admission of dissenters to the island, end quote. The Methodist congregation was the target, quote unquote, dissenters, and the event was the arrival of Reverend Moses Rayner to replace the exiled Reverend Shrewsbury, whose chapel in Bridgetown had been demolished by an angry mob in October 1823. Methodism had come to the West Indies since 1786 with the arrival of Dr. Thomas Coke, who on a series of 9 visits to the West Indies established branches of the Methodist Church in Barbados and across the West Indies. Methodism grew slowly in Barbados, and by 1794 there were only 51 members, and over the 30-year period to 1823 the membership had only increased by 29 to 90 members. The background to this action by the Barbadian Assembly was the ongoing religious activities of the Methodist missionaries, whom, while not opposing the slave system, declared their sole intention of bringing souls to God, free or enslaved. However, this principled position did not satisfy the slave-owning planter class and their allies, and subsequently, these pro-slavery bedfellows would violently confront the Methodists. Governor Sir Henry Ward had been instructed by his superiors in London to ensure the safety of the Methodist missionaries when they landed in Barbados. As such, Governor Ward sought the opinion of the magistrates and attorney general, quote, as to the extent of authority which can be exercised with military aid for the suppression of any tumult or commission by the civil power, end quote. Accordingly, the Attorney General advised that the magistrates could, quote, legally call on the military to act under their authority in the suppression of riots, and if the military are opposed by the persons engaged in a riot, they may legally use such force as may be necessary for the suppression of the riot, end quote. In fact, the resolution further authorized the military to act with deadly force if necessary. However, the offer of military protection for Reverend Rayner was not satisfactory, as on his arrival in Bridgetown, he was met with threats to his life, and he decided to retreat to St. Vincent. Therefore, on this day, April 15, 1825, this resolution showed the depth of anger harbored by the post-slavery interests in Barbados against the Methodists and the measures that had to be taken to protect the Methodist community. It would be a year, March of 1826, before Reverend Rayner felt safe enough to take up his position as leader of the Methodist Chapel.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.